if you feel an overall sense of, gosh, I'm tired with everything. I'm tired about the elections. I'm tired about talking about politics. I'm tired of my job. You're not alone. A lot of people are feeling that way.
Life gets heavy. Mm-hmm. It just feels like a lot of weight on my shoulders at the moment.
Yeah, joining us, it's Sally Wolf. She's a corporate and well-being advisor, and you can find her online at sallywolf.com. First of all, Sally, congratulations on finishing and completing the New York City Marathon.
Come on. There we go.
On Sunday.
Thank you.
How was it?
6 months. Amazing. About 6 months ago, I wasn't sure I could run a mile, but a year ago, I had to get a titanium rod and some screws in my femur. So it lit a bit of a spark, like, maybe part of my recovery can be the marathon. And I did it, and I even ran almost the entire thing, which I, you know, we can do a lot more than we realize when we just set our minds to it.
Phenomenal. I mean,
is that cheating, having titanium in your leg to run a marathon? I feel like that's kind of cheating in some weird way.
It's so funny you say that, because I was like, you know, if I'm going to be bionic, I should put this to good use. And yeah, I did. I'm very proud of myself.
I'm proud of you, too. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I reached out to you because I was having dinner with a bunch of girlfriends, and there seemed to be a common theme when we were talking about jobs, was that so many of them were tired of their job. They were overall stressed out, burnt out, and all of them were wondering, what's next? Is there a next? Would I be dumb to change my career at this point, you know, in midlife, when they've already become so established in what they've been doing? And as somebody like you, who is a corporate and well-being advisor, it seems like an oxymoron when you talk about corporate and well-being, because they don't seem to go together.
They definitely
right?
don't. Doesn't seem like it matches.
100%. And look, I am one of those people who did do that mid-career shift after 20 years in corporate strategy at major media companies and management consulting firms. But for me, I pivoted because of a substantial life shift, which was a series of cancer diagnoses. And I went really deep on positive psychology during that time. And what I realized was all the things I was learning. So learning about more, how to find more meaning and purpose in our days and how to be more resilient. Those were things that I could have benefited from throughout my career. And yet they weren't ever things that were covered in professional development workshops, for example, or even when I studied psychology or got an MBA. And I went to schools like Harvard and Stanford, which are considered the best, and yet never learned any of these life skills. So I did one of those pivots. And what I've come to learn in my work, and when I now work with so many executives and people throughout their careers, so, you know, from junior folks to mid-level to executives, but focusing in on that mid-level, it's really about tuning into what lights you up. And if you can do that in your job, even when you're feeling that sense of burnout that you're talking about, and I think we can go a little deeper on, like, what's burnout versus, you know, everyday stress, for example. But when you can kind of figure out, how do I tune into what lights me up? How do I activate meaning and purpose, even in the toughest days? That can really help us stay resilient and stay the course and overcome those other feelings that can exhaust us.
So when you say the other things, are you talking about finding hobbies outside of your job to make you happy? Or are you finding things that you do within your job that you feel are rewarding?
It's a both end. So outside of work, I think that for people, and I live in New York City, for so many people here and in so many other places, there's that reality of, like, getting on that fast track, working hard, sacrificing a lot of other things. And so from early points in the career, there can be almost an overinvestment, right? We all have 24 hours in the day. So if we're over-indexing on work at the expense of other hobbies and other things we love to do, then everything gets entangled in work. Meaning, if there's a really great day at work, we can feel good. If work is repeatedly wearing us down and we don't have other things, other activities, other things that light us up, then we're completely entwined with how our work day goes. But if we're able to leave work, and for me, I have a Monday night dance class that I protect at all costs, yeah, because I know I'll feel better when I honor that. I make plans, you know, to see friends, to be with family, whatever it may be, so that work, even in a week where it may be tough and maybe my time is more limited, I'm at least doing some things that I know will help with that sense of balance. And sometimes, look, sometimes that means that I'm trading off a little bit of sleep or I'm traveling. I remember going to LA on a crazy late flight one Monday night because I needed to be there on a Tuesday, but I really wanted to go to my dance class first because I knew that it would help set the rest of my busy week in LA up for success. So part of that is knowing yourself well enough to know, well, what is going to help me balance what may be a really busy time at work, what may be a really exhausting time at work. And the other piece of the answer, because that was the outside of work piece, inside of work, how can you structure your day where you feel a little bit more control? So, for example, I've had, because I've often worked in media and had a lot of clients or colleagues out in on the West Coast, I would work later into the evening, which meant that my mornings were the easier part of my day to control. So if I had anything from errands to do to doctor's appointments to schedule to just needing some time for myself to go for a walk, I would do that in the morning when I knew that I had more control over my day. And that helped me to just feel more efficacy in my day-to-day, which is so important to us as humans.
Okay, so definitely finding time for yourself and finding the hobbies that fill your cup are important when you're having these feelings of being stuck in your career and what do you do next. But how do you decipher the difference between a midlife crisis and you're just tired and you're burnt out, which I think a lot of people are, versus I have to quit my job and find something else to do? Because in a lot of ways, that's what you did. You decided that you were going to do that 180. And how do you know that that's right for you and you're not making a decision that's going to financially destroy you?
Keep those days from becoming monotonous.
Right.
Yeah. And I never would advise anyone to just, you know, go blow up your life and just sort of exit something without strategically thinking through, without a plan. So a couple different things. And even my pivot was, you know, something that I thought through and built up toward. So burnout is, it gets a lot of attention, especially since the pandemic, right? Because we were just hearing that word and a lot of us were on autopilot and our routines shifted and there was a lot of self-reflection, I think. Every job is going to have those frustrating moments, right? Every career is going to have those moments where we say or we wonder, am I doing what I'm really meant to be doing? Even in the dream jobs, in the best case scenario, there's going to be a tough moment. So I always encourage people to really reflect over a period of time, not just in a tough week, because we are always going to have ups and downs and stressors and things that, and honestly, stress is good. Like a level of stress is necessary to connect us to that feeling of flow and that feeling of high performance. And, you know, look, I just said, we were talking about the marathon. Like you need something to, that you care enough about that you get a little bit stressed about it. So a little base level of stress is not a bad thing for us. Burnout is way deeper. It's consistent. It's persistent. It's a chronic feeling. It's that feeling of waking up and not wanting to get out of bed. I remember a colleague years ago confiding in me that we were working around the clock. It was a management consulting job. And she said she used to see buses on the streets when she was walking to work. And she would kind of hope that she would get hit just a little.
Yeah, that's how you know. It's probably time to move on.
Yeah, you start thinking of getting hit by a bus. Yeah. It's time to be done.
I thought you were going to say she fantasized about getting on the bus and didn't care where it was going, because that I could relate to.
And I remember her telling me, like, not badly enough to get hurt, but just enough that I don't have to go to work for a few days.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, that feels like burnout.
But, is that why you were at the bus stop earlier, Anna?
I don't know. Sometimes when you look at the stairs, you're like, if I just, maybe it's a bat ankle sprain or, you know, like something like that. It's a couple days.
And here's the thing. Burnt out employees, they're not, it's not only bad for the employee, it's bad for the company. So everyone should care. The employee should care, the manager should care. Because burnt out employees are going to be less engaged, they're going to be less energetic, they're going to be less productive. So even if you're not hearing yourself as we're talking, but you're recognizing someone who works for you, there's so many opportunities to do better. I like to ask, you know, in terms of like that, should I make a big shift versus is it burnout? You know, is this sustained? Is this a sustained feeling that I'm having over time? And have I lost the connection with my why? Like, why am I in this job? Am I feeling meaning and purpose? There's a tool that I love called the Sparkotype, which is a simple self-assessment. It's free. It's online. It takes like 15 minutes max. And it's all about helping you identify what makes you come alive. Like, what's your unique imprint for work that really helps you fill you with meaning and purpose and aliveness? And here's the best part. It doesn't then tell you, go change your job, or you're in the wrong career, or any you have to go make a big change. Instead, it helps you tap into, how can I access more of that in whatever I'm doing now?
What was that called again? If it went by too fast?
Sparkotype.
Sparkotype.
Sparkotype.com. And it's an amazing tool. It's actually what helped me to do my own pivot and do it in my day job. So I was at NBC Universal at the time. I was doing corporate strategy, and I started to do more of the well-being work that I'm doing now, and I introduced it on the side. So I think that's also an opportunity for people, right? How do I add more? We all know the word trigger, but we all know the word triggers, and we think about things that trigger us, but there's also something called glimmers, and glimmers are the opposite. Glimmers are these small things we can add to our days that can help light us up. So I started introducing some of this well-being work, some of this meaning and purpose content that we're talking a little bit about now, into the day-to-day of the people I was working most closely with. And that started to make a difference in them. And then I was able to do more and more of that because people were noticing. And so really figuring out, how can I bring more of myself into whatever I'm doing now? And then at the same time, going back to that bigger question, if your day-to-day, if you reflect every day and you're just constantly saying, yeah, I'm still not wanting to get up in the morning, still not feeling this anymore. You know, I chose this job or this career 20 years ago, and this is just not where I'm meant to be anymore. That's all okay. But you give yourself time to feel into that and to start to maybe make subtle shifts day to day that can then lead to a bigger change.
All right, Sally, I'm going to jump right there because we're way over on time. We're going to have to edit. All right, if you want to learn more about Sally and everything she's doing, you could head to her website, sallywolf.com. Sally, thank you so much for all the input, and congratulations again.
Thank you.